Welcome back. You are literally on the last leg.
Last furlong.
Last leg.
So you're on your last legs, you're on the last furlong, yeah. So we're going to hear from each area your key priorities over the next period, and with a named person and how you're going to communicate them. So can I invite, actually may as well ask UK and Ireland, you've just been finishing writing up, are you happy to present first?
Yes.
Thank you.
Can you all hear me?
Yes!
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, this is our priorities. We've got three priorities, and they're all very good, and you've probably all heard them all before. But, engaging younger people is our first one, at all levels, from before first contact to taking responsibility and joining the order. So sort of a joined up view of young people. And how they're going to progress through Tree Ratna at the centre or wherever they're appearing at a Tree Ratna outlet near you. And then there's clarifying the GFOR process and being aware that this may look different for young people than for those a little bit older than young people, not categorising themselves. So it's sort of being aware that there may be differences and that we may need to look at those so that they progress as fast as they're able, because young people like to go fast often, through our systems, through our ordination systems especially, but also through Mitra Study and other systems. So again, following that complete path from first contact to ordination. Yeah, we didn't mention stream entry, did we? We didn't have a path for that. Oh, never mind. So,
break the fetish.
Yes, that's all. Exploring the support needs for younger women joining the order, especially. So we felt that there was an impasse between younger women asking for ordination and actually getting ordained that needs to be looked at. I can't think of the figures, but I think it was like 25% or at least a quarter as compared to young men being ordained, is that right?
But the other thing is that the number of young women asking for ordination dwarfs the number of men asking for ordination.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. But the number being ordained is out of kilter with that. Mm. So there's clearly something that needs to be looked at there. So that's something. Okay, so that was that. And Subhadra Matti is going to look at that. So those little knotty problems and take that forward for us and report back to the area council as things go forward. Right.
That was all 1 point, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was all 1 point. Yeah, that was all 1 point. No, keep it going. I'm on a roll. Creating situations of creative intensity. So this is a bit shorter. People to live, work and practice together. Team-based right livelihood, retreats and anything else you could think of that would create a situation of intensity. Okay, and Jana Dara is going to look at that, and he's got some ideas about that he wants to trial in Dublin about working people not necessarily in team-based right livelihoods or things like that, but actually seeing their current work as right livelihood and getting into dialogue, so a course in how to turn your secular money making schemes into more of the right livelihood, viewing them as right livelihood. Is that right? Something along those lines.
Wasn't it transformative intensity?
It was, yeah.
Transformative
was. Thank you.
Yeah. It was a transformative intensity.
Oh.
Put your equal order.
Noted.
Good. Yeah, I was going to look at that and correct the title accordingly. Okay, and the next one, which, as you can see, as we get down, we're running out of time. And so finance and sustainability. So I'm going to be looking at that. So we talked quite a lot about finance and how we can do that. I've just been in a workshop with Kate Raju and a number of other people looking at their particular situations and how money can play an important part in moving their situation forward. And as we've talked, that finance is key, really. There's a we can't move Tree Rattler forward without the finance to back that up, without the finance to help things move forward. We need to oil the wheels of our industry. We need finance to do that. Okay, and I'm going to look at that and in a number of ways. So we've got some various think tanks and ideas planned for this year, later on in this year, to talk about money, K2RG and others. And then I will report back to our area council on those.
Any thoughts on how you're going to communicate this?
How are we going to communicate? Did we have any thoughts on that line? We're communicating back to our area council, and then obviously those people would go back out if there was anything to talk about, back into their own particular strands. Yeah. I think that's about it. We hadn't really pieced that together how that would happen.
Thank you. Any questions for Bodie Banzer or the UK Ireland area?
I suppose it's just very interested in the think tank's idea, how that can link in internationally. I know this is about area priorities, but I guess it comes into communication. I mean, I think it's something that other areas would be really interested in.
Well, that's right, yes. So there will be some things come out of that, and then we will roll those out fairly.
Yeah.
Yeah, as you heard in the little workshop K2RG did, so much of what Windhorse Trust have been doing is quite local to the UK and a little bit outside of that, and then the next steps is probably to expand that and see about moving a bit further and building up a base of lending to institutions.
Anyone else? Marvellous, thank you.
Thank you.